Hello, this is Lara Rebelke. Today on Azure Friday, I have Vinod Kripad, who is a principal PM on the cost management team, and he's going to show us some great new capabilities with cost management to help with billing and allocation of your resources in your subscriptions. So talk to me about what you wanted to show.
Yeah, thanks, Lara. Nice to be on the show. What I really wanted to talk about today was some of the work we've been doing around cost management APIs. The key features that we're sort of releasing with are really helping customers understand their invoice, right? So if you think about it, most customers get an invoice, which is really a meter by day sort of invoice. But what they're looking for is the granular level of detail to say, like, okay, who used what resources, so then I can, you know, do different things. Like, I can adequately cross-charge and say, like, right, you know, your department owes me, you know, $30, your department owes me $100, right? So making the right choices. And a number of different things, like, you know, validating that their pricing is right. So we have a PriceSheet API that helps them do some of those things. Enterprise customers typically pre-commit, and we have a balance and summary API as well that enables them to get access to what their burn down looks like as they're going along, so then they can plan for ensuring that, A, they get the full value for what they're pre-committing to, and also making sure that, you know, as they run into situations where they have overages, those are planned situations for them, and they're not necessarily struggling with, you know, trying to figure out who spent what and when, and as a result, you know, what were the outcomes. So those are some of the key APIs that we're talking about. You know, I've got the documentation page up here as well that we've got a lot of things, you know, laid out in terms of, like, how customers can call our APIs. You know, realistically, there's four or five different categories of APIs, right? So there's the budgets, and budgets is one of the areas that we're going to dig deeper into a little bit here. But then there's price sheet, there's balance summaries, there's reservation information, and we're also exposing a number of these enrollment-like objects into the ARM API space, right, which was not something that we had done before. But we're basically doubling down on the ARM concept and really ensuring that, you know, like, things like the enrollments, departments, and accounts get treated as first-class ARM citizens. So that's part of the work that we've been doing in the last couple of months.
Okay. So we're going to talk more deeply about the budgets.
Yes.
And I love what you've been doing with budgets.
Yeah.
Because I manage an account and hundreds of subscriptions in the account. So share some of the great things that you can do with the new budgets API.
Yes, absolutely. So we're working on a portal experience as well for budgets. Mm-hmm. The portal experience should be coming in the next couple of months. But today, what I can demo for you is a simple set of examples of where, you know, you can set up a budget. And the first thing that we launched when we launched budgets was, you know, you'd get an email notification that says, hey, your budget hit a particular threshold or something like that, right?
So it's just a warning you've crossed the boundary of the compute or the dollars or whatever you've set for that budget for that subscription.
Exactly. So we support two different types of metrics. We support a cost metric, mm-hmm, and we support a usage metric.
Great.
Right? So if you give us a usage metric, for example, we're going to ask you to tell us what meters do you want, mm-hmm, you know, included in that usage metric. And then based on that, you know, based on you hitting that particular threshold, we'll notify you, right?
Right.
And most customers responded to that and they said, well, it's good enough, but it's not really great, right?
Right.
And what they were really looking for was a way for them to say, I now know that I've hit a particular threshold, mm-hmm, and I want to be able to do something as a result of this,
right?
And so what we did was we internalized that feedback, and we've basically started our, so the next version or the next rev of our budget API now integrates with action groups. And so what you do when you set up a budget today is you actually set up a budget with a set of thresholds, mm-hmm, and what we then do is we notify that action group that you've hit or met one of those thresholds, and then you can then perform whatever orchestration that you want based on that, right?
Because so you can determine which things you may want to start shutting down or dialing down or take your own defined action.
Exactly, right? So our challenge is that we don't necessarily want to be in the business of trying to prescribe what the action should be,
right?
Because we don't understand what your scenario is, right? So what we're trying to do is say, we'd like to give you the tools that you should then be able to use to be able to perform whatever set of orchestration you want based on those thresholds, right? So a simple scenario might be, you know, and I'm writing a blog post about this that I'm going to be pushing out probably in the next couple of weeks as well. But, you know, you might have a subscription where you've got a set of resources that are doing some things that are just sort of optional, right? So you want that work done, but you don't want it to exceed a certain threshold or a month, right? So
like a dev or some early test.
Exactly, kind right? Of so a prototype that's running for something, right? So you probably get to a point where you say, I'm okay spending about $150 or $200 a month on this, mm-hmm. but anything more than $200 a month, I don't really want this thing running at that point. Right. So you could set yourself up to do notifications on a different threshold. So you could say at $150, I want to turn this thing down to maybe from an S3 instance to an S1 instance or a basic instance. And then at a certain threshold, when I hit $200, for example, at that point, I want to basically turn everything down. Right.
Great.
So you could perform all these orchestrations, right? And so what I'd like to demo to you is some of the things that I've been working on to sort of like light this stuff up, right? So maybe what I'll do is I'll walk you through the portal experience first of what I needed to do in order to get this budget to work, mm-hmm. right? So the first thing that I needed to do was I actually needed to go into Azure Monitor and set up an action group, right? And this is the action group that's going to receive the notifications from my budget engine that, or my budget notification that tells me that I've actually hit a particular threshold, right? So I go in here and I look for my action groups. So I've got this one action group set up right now, which basically takes a webhook. That webhook is basically nothing more than than a logic app.
Okay.
Right? So if I go into my logic apps, for example, then I've got my orchestration logic app is what I'm calling it, right? And this accepts a post request from the webhook that the action group triggers. And this has a payload that we send out as part of your budget notification. And that payload includes information about which particular notification threshold was met, or what the particular scenario is that you hit, right?
Yep.
Right. So then within that, I've got the ability to parse out that JSON, and then I look at the content, and I'm basically able to say, for that particular notification threshold, what was the notification threshold amount, and if it was greater than, in this case, I'm really saying if it was greater than 90%. Then I want to basically trigger an Azure Automation script, right?
Right.
And that's the Azure Automation script that I'm calling out of my my HTTP request here, right? So I'm calling out to an Azure Automation script there. So that's the overall layout of like the flow, right? So
right.
So now let's maybe just quickly dive into what the budget creation process looks like, right?
Right.
So the first thing I need to do is I need to acquire an ARM token, which I'm going to do here. I'm using the ARM client, and it's just basically a really simple way for me to acquire an ARM token, right? And then I come into Postman. So the reason I'm using Postman here is because we're talking about REST APIs, mm-hmm. but you can do this using PowerShell, you can do this using CLI, there's any number of options.
Right.
Eventually, we're going to have a portal experience that does this as well, right?
Okay.
The other thing to recognize here is, in this case, I'm creating a budget at a subscription level, but I can also create budget at resource groups.
Oh, you can?
Yes. So I can say, I want this particular resource group to have...
Oh, that makes a lot of good sense.
Right? Because we see that a lot of customers, there's not uniformity in behavior in terms of how customers structure their subscriptions.
Right.
Some of them say, hey, Lara, here's your subscription, go work on it. Some of them say, we're going to use a subscription as a loose boundary, but there's going to be 5 or 7 different applications that are within that same subscription, right? So you want to know what my application costs me, not what my subscription costs me. So we give you the ability to basically graduate across subscriptions. So the plan is that budgets are going to be supported at a resource group, a combination of resource groups, a subscription, and an account, department, or an enrollment, right? So you should be able to set up a budget at any of those levels. And you should also be able to filter in and out resources based on that, right? So you might want to say, I want a resource group budget, but I don't want this particular set of resources in there.
Right.
So you should still be able to set up a budget that allows you to do that.
Okay.
Right? So in this particular example, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to create a sample budget. I'm going to call it Azure Friday. Right? And let's just really quick look through the create budget, what the payload looks like. So I'm going to look at the body here. So like I mentioned, you could set up a budget based on cost, or you could set up a budget based on usage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two parameters we accept there. You give us an amount. This is basically, think of this as the big amount that you want to be measured against, right? So it's at the end of the month, I don't want to exceed $200, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this might be a scenario like that. And then your time grain is monthly in this case, but it could also be quarterly or yearly. So you could be setting up a yearly budget as well. The filters allows you to say, do you want, so in this case, I'm setting up a budget at a subscription scope, but I should be able to say, I want to filter out a particular set of resource groups, or I want to mm-hmm. basically narrow the scope of what my budget needs to
right.
be. And that's what the filters allows you to do.
So it allows you to filter things out, but also add things in?
Well, it doesn't allow you to add things in that are outside the scope of what you're trying to do,
okay.
right? So if I'm setting up a budget at a subscription scope, I cannot include things that are not in the subscription.
Understood.
So I'll have to go to the parent and then set up a subscription at that level mm-hmm. and then filter things in or out based
okay.
on that, right? The last thing that we do is give you the ability to tell us what notification thresholds you want to be notified at, right? So in this case, I've set up a couple. I've set up one that is an 80% threshold and one that is a 100% threshold. So, and all of this is keyed off of my amount that I'm setting off of, right? So 80% of that amount or 100% of that amount. Then I'm basically telling it which action group I want to get notified with, right? So if I go create this, so this will basically create a budget for me now. So now I should have an Azure Friday budget set up for the subscription that we were just working with, right? So at any point of time, if I hit 80% of $10, which should be about $8, of usage on the subscription, mm-hmm. that Logic App will get triggered, and that Logic App will go and perform whatever orchestration that I had set up as part of my Azure Automation Runbook.
That's fantastic.
So that's
very easy to set up, too.
Yeah, the Logic App and the orchestration, all of those are optional. The simple thing would be that you could just give us an email address, or you could just set up an action group with an email address and get notified,
just
right? So that would be a really simple
yep.
way to get started.
That's a great way to get started. But when you need to actually automate some recurring action.
Absolutely,
then,
right? Yeah. So that's the goal, right? Because that's the feedback that we've heard, mm-hmm. and that's what we're trying to standardize around.
Great. Thank you very much. Is there anything more that you wanted to show us?
There's a couple of maybe other things that I'll call out. So some of the APIs that we're working on right now are really, you know, focused around getting you to the point where there's the usage details API, for example,
mm-hmm.
right? So one of the things that most customers are really looking for is to say, how do I get the details around specifically what I'm
right.
using within Azure and things like that, right? So the usage details is a great example. I could really quick walk you through that, but I think in the interest of time, probably leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time today. It was great to see all the updates with the billings API, as well as all the other cost management APIs that you've been releasing over the last few months. Really great progress.
Thank you, Lara.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And today on Azure Friday, we've been learning about the cost management API.